Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyairam.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Here are our top stories this evening.
President Robert Mugabe and Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai lead the nation in casting ballots in this year's national election that brings to an end the life of the unity government.
Why not? Don't you want me to save the whole term? What am I erected? Why should I offer myself as a candidate if it is to cheat the people into resigning after?
Today is, as I have always stated, is a very historic moment for all of us as Zimbabweans to complete the delayed runoff.
Voting continues peacefully in some parts of the country, with the MDC claiming thousands of people have failed to cast their vote as their names are missing from the voters' roll.
Thousands and thousands of people are being disenfranchised by virtue of not finding their names on the voters' roll in the area that they registered in 2000 and where they are supposed to register.
And fears earlier on of fake polling stations in Gwanda are allayed as political parties confirm they are legitimate.
Zimbabweans today voted in national elections countrywide to elect a new leadership, bringing to an end the shaky unity government formed by President Robert Mugabe and Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai in February 2009, following the disputed 2008 presidential election result. Thomas Chiripasi gives us the main election story from Harare.
President Robert Mugabe and his family voted at Mofu Primary School in Harare's Highfield suburb at 1000 hours, while Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai and his family voted at Mount Pleasant High School shortly before noon. Mr. Mugabe told reporters shortly after casting his vote that he is prepared to serve a full term if Zimbabweans give him another mandate in today's polls.
Why not? Don't you want me to save the whole term? What am I erected? Why should I offer myself as a candidate if it is to cheat the people into resigning after?
Mr. Tsvangirai told reporters that he remains confident that he will win convincingly despite some irregularities that his party noted.
Today is, as I have always stated, is a very historic moment for all of us as Zimbabweans to complete the delayed runoff from 2008. The same key contenders finally resolving this political crisis.
Meanwhile, MDCT General Secretary Tendai Biti said his party is concerned that several people were turned away in today's balloting in some parts of the country, but mainly in urban areas.
People are going to a polling station. They get to the polling station where they are supposed to vote, where they registered in 2008, and they are finding their name not there. Their name is then recorded. They then go back and try to find out, but I was registered. Some are going on the internet, the many websites that indicate whether or not you are registered. They are then finding out that you are registered in Moods, you are registered in Mwenez, places where even if you had President Mugabe's helicopter, you would not reach on time. And this is the problem. So thousands and thousands of people are being disenfranchised by virtue of not finding their names on the voters' roll in the area that they registered in 2000 and where they are supposed to register. And all this is connected to the shenanigans around the voters' roll. If the voters' roll had been provided to people after the final voter registration date of the 9th of July 2013.
Biti also claimed that voters in Chipinge South were confused by the interchanging of pictures of candidates on the ballot paper. He said this could result in the democratic will of the people of Chipinge South being subverted.
In Chipinge South, the MDC candidate is called Makuyana. The Zanundonga candidate is called Mr. Kumbula. So when they printed the ballot papers, they put Mr. Makuyana's face where Mr. Kumbula's face should be, the Zanu-Ndonga candidate. And then they put, I think Kumbula is more handsome than Makuyana, but it's not the point. Then they put Kumbula's face on MDCT where Mr. Makuyana is supposed to be. And so people are confused. We asked that they stop the voting. In some polling stations, it was stopped. In other polling stations, it was proceeding. At the present moment, you now have a situation where the constituency is in quandary. In some places, voting is taking place. In some places, it's not taking place. But how on earth in this day and age of ICTs does one make such elementary mistakes? Is it genuine? Is it bona fide? Is it an honest mistake? I don't think so.
By 7 a.m., long winding queues had already formed at a number of polling stations in several high-density suburbs of Harare, such as Mbare, Kwadzana, and Highfield. Rungano Chikanya of Greendale told Studio 7 that the queue was moving at a snail's pace.
Peaceful, quiet, however, time. I think it's taking too long. I've been here very early. The process is kind of slow. We were here before 7. The voting process started slightly after 7.
Despite allegations of vote rigging and delaying tactics that the MDCT is alleging, Mr. Mugabe accused the MDCT of being a crybaby.
Politicking. Well, they want to find a way out.
Although Mr. Mugabe said everything was going on well, information received by Studio 7 reveals that a number of people were arrested in Hatfield after they allegedly printed fake voter registration slips that they produced at voting stations as proof of registration, yet they had not registered. Ballot papers also ran out at some polling stations, but ZEC chairperson Rita Makarau said a commission would ensure that the last person in the queue would be allowed to cast his or her ballot. Due to the late opening of some polling stations, Makarau said polling will now close at midnight today. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.